This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. An official with Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency confirms that debris from a Sriwijaya Air passenger plane carrying 62 people was found after contact was lost shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. We get more from Reuters' Adam Reed.
The plane from Sriwijaya Air and flying to the neighboring island of West Kalimantan took off about 2:30 p.m. local time and then disappeared off radar screens. The flight tracking service Flight Radar 24 says the plane appears to have lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than a minute. It was raining when the plane took off. The plane is a Boeing 737-500 model, which is 27 years old, much older than the troubled 737 MAX model. It was a 737 MAX that crashed off Jakarta 2 years ago, killing 189 people.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. A persistent blizzard that blanketed large parts of Spain with an unusual amount of snow on Saturday has killed at least 4 people and trapped thousands in cars or at train stations and airports that suspended all services. More than 50 centimeters of snow fell in Madrid. Authorities in the Spanish capital called in the military to rescue people from vehicles trapped on everything from small roads to the city's major thoroughfares. The Spanish government is working to ensure the country's Monday shipment of COVID-19 vaccines can be distributed. Qatari vehicles crossed into Saudi Arabia through a land border on Saturday for the first time since Arab states severed diplomatic and transport ties with Doha in mid-2017. On Tuesday, a deal was reached at a summit in Riyadh to restore relations. Measures to contain the spread of the new coronavirus are also in place on both sides.